Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Northwestern Division for today's Missouri Basin Conference call. Due to basin conditions, this is an ad hoc call to provide an update of current runoff conditions and support provided to local communities by the Omaha District and Kansas City District. We will continue to hold these calls daily at 1 p.m. using the same meeting link provided for today's call. This call is provided as a courtesy to congressional representatives, tribal, state, and local government officials, levy sponsors, and emergency managers, and the media. I am Eileen Williamson, and I'll be your moderator. The call is recorded and placed on the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution Service for reuse at www.dvidshub.net/unit/USACE-NWD. Your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. All lines should be on mute. If the force mute function does not work on all phones, please use your phone's own mute function and do not place the call on hold. The question and answer session will take place at the end of the call. Our agenda is as follows: opening comments from Omaha District Deputy Commander, Lieutenant Colonel Matt Bergoon. The National Weather Service Missouri Basin River Forecast Center will provide an update of river stages, river forecasts, and weather forecasts. Missouri River Water Management will provide an update of inflow reservoir storage and release plans. And the Omaha District Emergency Management Office, Spencer Giles, will provide an update on response activities, as will Kansas City District Emergency Management, Mike Doolin. We'll also open the call to state emergency management representatives or DOT representatives to provide updates as well. With that, I'll hand the call over to Lieutenant Colonel Bergoon. Sir?
Hey, Eileen. Thanks again for facilitating. Just three quick opening comments from my end. One is safety. As we get into the holiday weekend with water still being high, some storms in the forecast, just everybody needs to stay safe out there. Nothing we are doing right now is worth putting somebody's life or health at risk. So please be doing the right thing and stay safe out there. Two, we will look to transition lead for this meeting from the Omaha District to the Kansas City District beginning on Wednesday. So Lieutenant Colonel Brownhill, Mike Doolin, and team will take lead and they'll go first. And really that just ties to the level of effort as water moves downstream. And three, just want to say thanks again on behalf of Colonel Neubauer for everybody's time getting in on these meetings. It's really important that we all continue to communicate and collaborate. We've seen a lot of dividends from that over the last week or so. So thanks for your time. Eileen, over to you.
All right. Thank you, sir. We will continue the calls on a daily basis until we announce otherwise. So just to follow up on that. I'm going to hand the call over to the Missouri Basin River Forecast Center with National Weather Service. Over to you.
All right, thank you. This is Jim Terrell with the Missouri Basin River Forecast Center. I will first go through stage forecasts for the Missouri River, and then I will give a summary of expected future precipitation. And these forecasts are taking into account 24 hours of precipitation. Starting at Omaha, Omaha is falling and will remain above flood stage into Tuesday. Nebraska City is past the first crest and is expected to remain above flood stage before rising to a lower second crest of 19.6 feet Friday. At Brownville, it is expected to crest at 41.0 feet Monday. Rulo is expected to crest at 23.7 feet Tuesday. And at St. Joseph, it is expected to crest at 24.1 feet Wednesday. Please note that we are currently expecting the Missouri River to see minor flooding all the way to Herman, Missouri, as the crest moves downriver through this week and additional precipitation is added to the basin. As far as anticipated precipitation over the next 5 days, on day one, which is this morning through Tuesday morning, rain is expected across much of the southern portion of the Missouri River Basin. The heaviest is anticipated across eastern Nebraska and western Iowa with upwards of 2.5 inches possible. And down in this area, as is with convection, locally higher amounts can occur, which is what we're seeing here. So just keep that in mind. Southern Iowa, on day two, Tuesday morning through Wednesday morning, southern Iowa, northern Missouri, and northeastern Kansas could see heavy rain. Again, amounts of upwards of 2.5 inches is possible. On day three, which is Wednesday morning through Thursday morning, which is the 4th of July, additional rain is expected in the eastern half of the Missouri River Basin. The heaviest rain is anticipated in eastern Kansas and Missouri, where 1 to 2 inches is expected. On day four, which is Thursday morning through Friday morning, areas of northeastern and southeastern portions of the Missouri River Basin could see a quarter of an inch to 1 inch of rain. On day five, Friday morning through Saturday morning, we finally see a reprieve from the rain. Most of the Missouri River Basin is expected to be relatively dry. Again, as we have seen with these convective storms, locally higher amounts can occur than what is expected. The additional rain is expected to impact Crest later in the week. There is low confidence in any extended forecast due to the convective nature of these storms. However, it should be noted that higher crests than what is currently forecast can be expected, especially downstream of Rulo. This concludes the Missouri Basin River Forecast Center briefing. Back to you, Lynn.
Thank you. Two things real quick. One, can you state your name and spell it for any members of the media who are on the line? And then second, can you explain the second crest at some locations? Thank you.
Sure, sure. So my name is Jim Terrell, which is spelled J-I-M. And then the last name is T as in Tom, E-R-R-E-L-L. And the second crest, which I stated was going to be at Nebraska City, this is due to additional precipitation that is expected. And that crest currently is taking into account 24 hours of precipitation.
Thank you, Jim. I'm going to hand it over to John Remus in Missouri River Water Management Division. John.
Thank you, Arlene. From a water management point of view, there's been no change. We continue to discharge 13,000 cubic feet per second from Kevin's point, and we're expecting to hold that through the week. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Staying in the emergency management office there, I'll hand it over to Spencer Giles.
Thank you, Eileen. Good afternoon. My name is Oliver Berglund. I'm the emergency management specialist for the Army Corps of Engineers Omaha District. We continue to maintain our activation level at level 2, partial activation, and our hours of operations are from 7 a.m. till 5 p.m. daily. We do not anticipate changing our activation level until the peak stages have left the area of operation later this week. We are maintaining our daily monitoring of levee systems throughout the levees through our levee survey teams, but have ended our boat surveillance. Helicopter surveillance will continue in the coming days. However, it may be limited by predictions of severe weather. While the worst effects of the storm are receding from our area, the danger still remains. We urge you to take caution in the high waters, especially as we approach the holiday period. Additionally, we ask that you do not attempt to walk levees or explore the damage to levees, as the soils may be undermined in those areas, posing a hazard. We have teams that are trained and will be dedicated to this task. If you have any questions for us, please call 402-995-2448 and leave a message. Our staff will return the call as quickly as possible. And finally, we want to express our appreciation for the cooperation and hard work of our state, local, and tribal authorities during this response. This has been and remains an example of a well-functioning partnership dedicated to furthering our mutual interest, the safety of the communities we serve. Thank you, Eileen.
Thanks, Oliver. And I'm going to hand it to Mike Doolin, Kansas City District Emergency Management.
Hi, thanks, Eileen. Good afternoon, everyone. Mike Doolin here, Emergency Management Specialist for the Kansas City District Corps of Engineers. There's been no change in our EOC status. We remain activated at level 3 emergency watch with hours of operation from 0700 to 1700 daily. Our flood fight team is meeting with levee sponsors in the Waverly, Missouri area to provide technical assistance today and plans to be back in Holt County, Missouri tomorrow. Yesterday, our team met with the Corning and Mill Creek levee district sponsors to address seepage concerns on a private tieback levee in northwestern Holt County. The tieback levee appeared to be stable, but it was seeping clear water through the rock there that was placed to restore the creek channel as part of an emergency flood fight action back in 2019. So it might take a while for that rock to silt in before it stops seeping. We are closely monitoring river stages as flash flood warnings were issued this morning in the KC metro area. That particular precipitation event does not appear to have much influence on river gauges north of Kansas City, but we will closely monitor river stages east of Kansas City and notify our partners of any significant changes in Missouri river stage or levee status. So current river observations show that Rulo, Nebraska is in moderate flood stage around 23.4 feet and will continue to rise to 23.7 feet tomorrow on July 2nd. So over the next 72 hours or 3 days, no levees in our area of responsibility are forecast to overtop. Levees in Holt County, Missouri have been experiencing loading and still are, and they'll have to hold that crest back until floodwaters begin to recede on or around the 4th or 5th of July. So freeboard estimates are relatively unchanged and are as follows. So Holt County, Missouri, Corning and Union Township could see 1 foot or less of freeboard at crest. Holt County number 10, less than 2 feet. Holt County number 9 and Cannon Drainage District could have between 2 and 5 feet as the river crests up there. So between Atchison and Leavenworth, on the Kansas side, same as yesterday, Henry Pohl and Great Boland Schwartz could see between 2 and 5 foot of freeboard. Then on the Missouri side, Rushville, Sugar Lake, and Bean Lake could see between 2 and 5 foot of freeboard. And then as we move downstream east of Kansas City over the next 72 hours, out near Waverly, Saline Lafayette, Malta Bend, and Teesaw Bend could see 2 to 5 foot of freeboard. Everything else out there is forecast to have greater than 5 foot of freeboard to include all federal levee systems in the district. They are forecast still to have 5 foot of freeboard or more. And as mentioned yesterday, some of them will have much, much greater than 5 foot of freeboard. Any significant changes in estimated loading or freeboard will be reported to our levee sponsors. No change in requests for direct assistance from yesterday. We did receive one request for direct assistance for Holt County number 9. Where we were able to issue them 1,000 sandbags where they intend to sandbag some low spots and treat any sand boils if necessary. if you need to reach us, you can always call us at 816-426-6320. If it's after hours, just leave your name and a callback number and we will get back to you quickly. That concludes my remarks. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Real quick, before I move to State Emergency Managers, John Remus, can you restate operations for Missouri River Water Management? I have a note that you were breaking up when you spoke.
Yes, Eileen. We are releasing 13,000 feet per second from Gavin's Point Dam. We plan to maintain that release through this week, and then we'll reassess on the weekend.
All right, thank you, John. Okay, so we'll move to receive updates from state emergency management offices or departments of transportation. We'll start with state of Iowa. Any updates from Iowa? There we go.
Scott Schramm, Iowa DOT. Waters have receded on 680. We don't quite have all lanes back yet. There's still water over the road on 29, but it is going down fast. We've already started cleanup operations and made plans to reopen. I'm confident we'll be regaining at least one lane in each direction before the 4th. Depending on how the system drains and continues to drain, we may see any remaining wet spots dry up by even tomorrow. So could be as early as tomorrow afternoon or Wednesday midday. That'd be our ideal case is to reopen by, like I said, either tomorrow afternoon or early Wednesday, but at the latest before the 4th of July. That's it for Iowa.
Great, thank you. Any other state of Iowa with updates? Okay, we'll move to Missouri.
Good afternoon, Eileen. We are still continuing to monitor and support our partners in this flood fight. There hasn't been much to do, and that's a great thing for us. We actually staged one of our sandbagging machine in St. Joe. We'll probably be retrieving that on Wednesday and moving it back to Jefferson City as this floodwaters recede. And we're just watching the Kansas City metro area. They're involved in active water rescue right now due to several inches of rain that have fallen up there. So don't think that'll have much impact on the Missouri River, but we'll wait and see. That's all Missouri has.
Thank you. Any other state of Missouri? I'm going to go back to Kansas.
Sorry. At this time, we have no road closures due to the Missouri River Basin flooding. We only have one on the Mississippi side.
Thank you for that. Sorry, I spoke over you. Any others, Missouri? Okay, now Kansas. Okay, Nebraska.
Just one update for Nebraska. The lane closures that were in place prior to the 680 closure on 75 between Omaha and Murray are back in place. Traffic volume was back to what we would consider normal, and we'll continue to monitor traffic in that area. That's it for Nebraska.
All right. Is that Jessica?
This is Michelle.
Michelle. Okay. Thanks. Jessica's been introducing herself the last couple of days. So I just want to make sure that I had the right name.
Yep. She's on another call today.
All right, thank you, Michelle. Any other updates, state of Nebraska? I did not see Irv on. Okay, state of South Dakota. Okay, nothing heard. We're gonna move to the question and answer session. I do have one question right now in the chat, well, actually two. First question is, what is the date of the second crest at Nebraska City? Jim?
Yes, that would be Friday is what we currently have for it.
Okay, perfect, thank you. And a question for Iowa DOT. When you say you hope you'll have at least one lane open each way, are you referring to I-29?
Yes, both I-29 and 680.
So you'll have one lane in each direction on both those?
Yeah, our plan is we're using our crews to push debris off to the side, and then we'll have a contractor come in and remove that debris. So we'll give the contractor one lane to work, and we'll have traffic in the other lane.
Perfect, thank you. Not seeing any other questions in the chat, not seeing any other hands up. We'll go alphabetical order by state. Please take yourself off mute, either using *6 or the mute function on your screen. Again, your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. Please state your name and your organization before asking your question. And we'll start with the state of Iowa. Hey, real quick, I have a Sean Malone who has his hand up or her hand up.
Yeah, sorry, I put that up before you said the state of Iowa was first. I'm with
KMOX. That's okay.
I'm with KMOX Radio in St. Louis, and I just wanted to see if you guys could maybe speak to, I know we're a little ways away, but when St. Louis area could see the impact from this potential flooding and how bad it could look in terms of, you know, how much flooding we could get?
I'm going to have Jim answer that.
Okay, so let me scroll down and look real quick. So that would be later on, probably later in the week, like maybe weekend time frame ish. It's hard to say right now, again, because of the convective nature of these storms, and so placement, timing, and just how much can all make a big difference with this. There are significant rises potentially associated with this rain, especially if what is currently what I mentioned earlier and the anticipated precipitation, if that did pan out, pretty significant rises could occur. They could go up into the moderate level in certain locations. It's quite possible.
Just to follow up on that, if I can, do you have an idea on when you would have a better idea? You know, like on Wednesday or Thursday of this week, would we just have a better idea of what that flooding would look like heading into the weekend?
Well, I think it would be a little bit, there'd be a little more confidence, but given what has happened today in Kansas City with the convective rain, there can be much more rain in a quick amount of time. And so while the confidence could be a little bit better, it still might not be very, you know, high confidence for sure.
All right, thank you.
But I would say it would help to start to narrow it down a little bit by then.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Hey, Sean, Jim, this is Eileen. Let me jump in just a second.
Yeah.
Sean, this is Jim Remillard from SEMA in Jefferson City. If you want to give me your contact information in the chat, I'll have our PIO reach out to you, and that way we can show you the river gauges that we use, and then you'll be able to look at it and you'll be able to see the potential trend. So that may be helpful to you.
All right, we'll do. I'll send that to you now.
Thank you, Jim. I was going to ask Jim Terrell to also clarify as far as river levels at St. Louis, because that is the confluence of the Mississippi and the Missouri River, where you're talking about water coming in from and where you're talking about river levels.
Yes. So I'm going to have to pull up the model for that. Please bear with me. So in my current screen that I have here, it doesn't go out to where the crest would be at St. Charles. Currently at St. Charles, at the max that the forecast goes out in this window, it's currently showing that the potentials for it to be as high as 28 feet. The 8th. I'm not sure what day that would be. Monday the 8th. Is that adequate for?
I was looking more for clarification on if the water's coming down the Mississippi or coming in from the Missouri.
Everything that I would be referring to would be coming from the Missouri.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure we were clear on that, because yep. Both river systems have gotten rain. All right, thank you. Any questions, state of Iowa? Move to state of Kansas. Again, star six hey, to come off mute. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Jim Fry with the Kansas Department of Transportation Emergency Management. I wasn't able to get off mute earlier when you was asking Kansas anything. I just wanted to let you know we have not been monitoring anything at current, and we haven't had any flooding on the Kansas side, so we'll watch it as it comes down.
Thank you. All right, state of Missouri. Montana. Nebraska. North Dakota. South Dakota. Wyoming. National press or other questions or comments? Okay, with that, I will hand it. Oh, no, that's just a check-in. Okay. With that, I'll hand it back to the Omaha District Emergency Management Office, and you guys can close out the call.
Hey, this is Lieutenant Colonel Burgoon again. Hey, thanks for everybody's time. Appreciate the questions and appreciate the dialogue. Nothing else from Omaha. We'll see everybody tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That concludes today's call.